We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act. To my left, attendance by observation, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. First, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization. If not, we will move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 6, which is a deduction total of $2,947.58. And this is because of a judgment from a Turk case. So they ruled.
We confess judgment because he wasn't able to come to his meeting because of medical issues. So this is the only route he could go to get relief. And then plus that, we got rents and got vacancies out of that building. So that changed the value.
So it was just because of a timing issue for him, just go to Turk instead?
Well, we had to because it was past the deadline of July 25th, and he wasn't well, so. But we got it settled. So.
But deduct $2,950 roughly. That'd be tax correction slip number 6. If there's no dispute on that, I'd ask for a motion to approve tax correction slip number 6.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Patty, what else do you have for us?
Well, the magical end of day of the end of May is coming, so what do you guys want to do?
I assume we're all leaning towards the referee system still. Is that what you're all thinking, or?
Yeah.
So you have very limited people. Just so you know, whoever you want to do, I mean, you need to probably touch with. I think you started a conversation last week, but I don't know.
But Daryl,
There's just not very many out there. You're real honest.
We may end up it being the board again very soon because unless Patty has someone else that knows what's going on with these, I don't know if that's something Josh is interested in doing in the future.
Josh is under me kind of because of the fact that he's new and, I mean, he's been in the business for a long time, but he's still learning a lot of, like, Turk and all that, so.
But he's just a subcontractor, the same as Lloyd or Daryl.
Yeah, he is, but he's not with the company, and so the county assessor's kind of like the county assessor's that he works for, and he's almost loaded up because he's done the same thing. He's out in western Nebraska. He's out in Knuckles County and all
but
of that.
But what does he do for them? The same, just
it's the same as what he does for me.
He doesn't do any referee work?
If he does, it's because he's had a revaluation, which means it's different than mine. He's actually went into the cities and done the whole town based on completely reviewing.
But he's starting to get some experience, is what you're saying.
Yes, but he was under certain certificates of Daryl and his company. And so now, when he's like that, it's my understanding he has the years of experience, but because I'm the elected official and I have the test and everything, he works, his values are my values, which are kind of,
well,
that's how it works.
Basically, doesn't that work way when with Daryl, you and Daryl argue about it if that's the case, or?
Daryl has a full-blown certification and appraisal license and all those licenses. And
so Josh is not an appraiser. He is or he is not?
He is not, but Ruth approved because of the hours that he has spent, 22 years at the business. See, it changed in the middle of everything, so.
I guess I don't understand approval. You're certified or you're not. None of your staff is certified other than a couple subcontractors we have.
So when Bob was an appraiser, when he was the assessor, he also has his registration and his appraisal license. What happened is then he became a county employee, and that was not everybody in the county level are county employees. And so I didn't think Josh could work for me, but he could because we got Ruth and people up at the state to approve contracts. And that was way before I did, other assessors did. So he works for the assessor because I'm his go-to person that is, I have my credentials for what I have for being with Josh. And that's the way they explained it. I've talked to the lawyers up there. I talked to Ruth. So
what does
I'm not saying he can't be your referee. I'm just saying that he's already been.
Do you guys want me to talk to Lloyd and to Daryl to see if they want to do it, or do we want to do it ourselves this year?
I think we ought to get them guys to do it again.
Yeah.
This might be our last
year. As long as they're able, okay, so.
I was going to say, this might be the last year to have them do it again. Daryl said he wouldn't like to do it if it's going to be like last year, which I thought last year was the first year that went really smooth in a long time.
He told me that he thought that it was
did
one
you
of
not
the better
think it
years.
Smooth?
Okay,
so. Don't you remember everything that went down?
I didn't think
I was
went,
totally jacked.
I didn't think it went poorly. You were in the office. Yeah.
No, it had to do with two individuals that brought a bunch of stuff in.
Well, yeah, okay, but I mean that's.
Oh, they were upset, but I think we had asked for information from the assessor's office.
Well, yeah.
I thought that information was here.
That kind of went all overboard as far as because it was public comments, and then I wasn't prepared for it because I didn't have the packet.
Imagine that. We can't really prepare for. You know,
you had all the packets, and I never got anything. Daryl never got anything. It was just kind of a quick in here.
Hit in the head, right?
Huh?
Sock in the head.
But I thought it seemed like everything went pretty smooth for the most part.
It did.
There was some stuff that we didn't. I mean, if there was stuff like that where stuff didn't match up,
it was mostly
it got
the
brought
commercial
to attention.
Side, but that's where he got the impression that he wasn't coming back.
That he was fired?
From you guys, yeah.
Oh, well,
I don't remember anybody saying that.
I thought it went well when I sat here with him.
I thought it went well, too. If there's stuff like that wasn't done right,
well,
and the public tells us about
that.
It.
I just, do you remember that one situation?
I forgot about that. But, I mean, if we have stuff that we haven't done right, I think we should welcome the public to tell us we're doing it wrong so that if nothing else, we can readjust it or look at it and make
that
sure
I
it's right.
I have no problem with. The problem that I had, and I even spoke to both of the gentlemen, is I needed to know the packet so I wasn't just taken off by guard and I could have looked at it. I had no defense, and it was a public hearing, so I don't know if you guys remember that, but
it's better if you know ahead of time.
We really shouldn't have even spoke about it, probably. We should, right, Roger?
Quite frankly, it becomes a waste of everybody's time if you don't have an opportunity to, because a lot of these things can be ironed out between the parties when you say, hey, this is a wrong measurement, or I don't own that many acres, or whatever the deal is. A lot of times it's typographical or clerical. But then you bring it in front of the board and throw it on the table and everybody starts.
Well, and it was packets that were handed out and said not for my office. So
there was also, though, other stuff, though, like we had a farm.
It said not for my office. And I think anything that comes into the clerk's office should be able to come to me. And that's not on anybody.
But there was another one. There was a farm. They said they had different acreage. They had gone and.
This was all about the commercial.
You're talking about Bruins on the east side. But there's another one that came in. They had gone in and talked to Daryl or Lloyd or whoever on this piece of farm ground, and it was the wrong acreage. They had They were paying for somebody else's land.
And I will definitely do those. I just want to be able to be prepared for people when they come. If they've got a whole bunch of packets and they're trying to, I should have privy to it if you're going to bring, you know, or at least be.
Well, and that's something we can make real easy. But, I mean, if something's wrong, we want people to tell us. And if, they don't want to tell you, like that one farm ground, they had gone in and talked to somebody in that office and they didn't change it. And they actually told them they should be paying that tax on that other ground, even though it was marked wrong. That was a Malco farm, I remember. And we said, no, we're going to give it to who owns the ground. Those are good things for us to change.
Yeah.
But
it's up to you. I mean, I can bring it up to those guys and see what they think if you want me to.
If you would ask both of them, it'd be the same thing where we would need the information ahead of time, too, because that was the issue 2 years ago. We had none of the information on any of the properties that were filed on.
Well, and I think the only way that, I mean, the best way to do that is to try. Are you guys going to have screens or anything in here? Because we're in a new computer system now, MIPS.
I don't know. I would just assume no. But
you could be looking at
next year. I think we could.
Next year, I've got a lot of things in the works. That's going to get better.
This year, I would assume no. This year, we'll need just photocopies again. But that was the biggest thing. Having that information really helped. And like I said,
we didn't have very many people come in from the standpoint of the county board meetings. You didn't know that many.
No.
What, did you have 10 maybe?
Not many at all. But, you know, I guess my opinion was if they come in and they present their stuff and we don't have the information to counter it, they win. It's if otherwise, we better have the information. Otherwise, they're right. They're right.
They
unless
have to prove it to us.
If they bring the information in and it shows that they're right, and you don't provide the information to us that shows that you're right, the only information we have is theirs.
How about that every supervisor go out with me on your particular area?
Well, you guys didn't do that last year.
I know, but that would be a good idea.
For the filings, that'd be fine. But I mean,
look at them ahead of time. That would be really good.
Well, again, just set your protocol and follow it, and everybody would be okay.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. No.
Well, again, you guys. Okay, so I am the person that sets the value. You guys are the middleman. We can give it all to you by computer, or whatever. But or you can even look at where your particular protest is as a super, you know, in your.
Do you have it on the computer now, or it's all in paper files?
It's all in the computer. Some people don't even have these kind of records anymore. We're one of the older counties that does.
But so yours is all digitized now.
I mean, I have no. I keep records and I keep cadastral maps because I'm still old school. But we do a double of that. People do not have to have property record cards anymore. And the next year, you're going to be able to go out with an iPad and be standing on a spot, and you're going to be able to pull down where everything is, and it's going to be on an iPad if we go the right way of moving forward, I hope.
Information is power. I guess the more information we have on each of them, the better.
I think, you know, Darryl had, there was two of them, one sitting here, one sitting over there, and they had two runners. And anytime there was a question where they needed more information, they sent one of those kids down to the assessor's office, okay, brought the information back up. And then before it was all said and done, if there was questions, they put it aside and sent one of those kids out to the property.
Yeah, those kids are no longer with Darryl anymore.
If I remember right, the Lloyd,
and Josh,
when he came in, Lloyd really had everything together. We had pictures, we had documents, we had everything for every property. He was a lot more prepared. I felt like he was really prepared after we got done.
Lloyd took a lot of them last year. But what the biggest problem is all these guys work in other counties, so they have dates set up already.
We don't care. People, contractors work in other counties all the time.
I'm just saying, they won't.
The only ones that matter to us are what they're doing for us.
I know, but the days are what the problem. We should set up days. And I set up the two board dates for the hearings, but if you want other hearings, we have to have Bring and talk. Let me call them.
See if they're interested. We'll start with that, and then from there, we'll go. It's always exciting when somebody comes in with a lot of information. And with that, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:45.